Now, time for real sports. Last night, the Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Chicago White Sox. Ouch! And the Boston Red Sox won their playoff game against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Escondido, and Cucamonga. Now, the Rays and the Red Sox lead their best-of-five division playoffs 2-0, as do the Phillies, as do the Dodgers, who have been playing, and so far besting, yow, the Chicago Cubs. Howard Bryant joins us now. This has been a tough couple of days for me, Howard.
For you, Scott, you know, I was thinking about you. You even interrupted my dinner last night at our lovely little hamlet here. I was having dinner at Elmer's General Store, and I was speaking with my friend Bob Nyland, and I said, "What do you think of the Cubs?" And he said, "The Cubs, doomed."
Well, look, I have to, so while we have
doomed, Scott, it's over.
I have to confess that the last game, which, of course, you know, was on opposite the debates, it was my fault. The Cubs' defeat was my fault. I watched the debates for 90 minutes out of a sense of duty, hosting this little old news show, and by the time I turned in, they were 6 runs down. It's my fault.
Well, you betcha, Scott. That'll get you some extra credit.
Could there be a sweeps in all these series?
There could, obviously, the Cubs are in a lot of trouble. And the problem is when you have a team, as we saw up in the city of Boston for how many years, it's in their heads. They don't believe. You walk the bases loaded. You give up a grand slam in the first game. You're down 6-0 with your big guy on the mound in the second game. And you could just see the enthusiasm and all the energy. It doesn't just pour out of the fans. You could see it on the faces of the players. And a lot of people say that all of that stuff is nonsense. And you know what? It's not. I remember specifically back in 2004 that the Red Sox got beat 19-8 in Game 3. And against the Yankees, I couldn't give my tickets away to Game 4 for all these great diehard fans.
Oh my
word. Need something to happen to break this. You have to have that seminal moment where it all goes away. And the Cubs haven't had that moment yet because deep down, they believe that when something bad happens, they're in trouble, especially when you get to the point where they are right now, where you have this amazing season, and now you're down to one game, and then it's all gone.
Now, what about the White Sox, though? Because they just came off of winning 3 make-or-break games.
Against
right?
3 different teams. The White Sox, I think, are a different story. I think they're a tough team. I think they're a scrappy team. They're a very mercurial team. You know, they say they take their cues from their manager, from Ozzie Guillen. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the White Sox won 3 in a row, simply because that's the kind of team they are. They're a weird, weird team. And I think that The Rays, on the other hand, are just a good team. The Rays are just very, very good. They do a lot of things well, and they're fast, they're athletic, and they can pitch. The only thing about the Rays that I didn't like, and it was the reason why I actually picked the White Sox to win this series, was because at the back end, I just don't know if Dan Wheeler and Chad Bradford, if I see them at home or at Fenway or anywhere else finishing off games in October. That's the I'll believe it when I see it moment for the Rays. But everybody else, I'm not surprised at all. The Boston Red Sox, they're in the same position. The Angels are in the same position as the Cubs, where you go through this entire season to get to this moment, and now it's irrelevant because the Red Sox are in your head. I watched that game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, it must be October because the Angels can't beat the Red Sox. Everything you do this season is being undermined because you can't beat this one team.
Howard, how do you get that eye of the tiger? I mean, you Red Sox fans did it, not to mention the team.
Well, how do you get it?
Yeah.
You've got to have a lot of luck, but you need a bunch of guys. You really need a bunch of guys out there who are just totally fearless and that they don't quit. You have to keep playing. It's not over yet. They can win 3 in a row. Keep playing.
Yeah, Red Sox won 3 in a row in 2003.
Red
right?
Sox don't lose anymore.
Howard, thanks so much. Talk
Have
to you later.
Scott, tonight.
Tonight. Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com. And soon, coming ESPN The Commercial Bank. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.